From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 29th, 2021. This revised episode from April 2012 is part of a series this year of spring-related episodes. This week, we feature an amphibious sign of spring, mystery sound. Have a listen for about 10 more seconds and see if you recognize this chorus, which you may have heard on spring evenings in areas near standing water. If you guessed spring peeper frogs, you're right. Spring peepers, occurring throughout the eastern and central United States and Canada, are one of seven native chorus frog species in Virginia. Their choruses are the combination of mating calls produced by many individual males when air in a throat pouch is drawn across the voice box. The mating calls occur in Virginia from February to June, but spring peeper sounds often can be heard again in the Commonwealth in fall as days shorten and temperatures cool. Like other frogs, toads, and salamanders, spring peepers are amphibians, and they rely on water for reproduction. Winter and spring precipitation provide ephemeral, or temporary, ponds and pools, where many amphibians' eggs transform into tadpoles and eventually into adults that, in many species, move onto land. For spring peepers, breeding takes place in a variety of water bodies and wetlands near trees, shrubs, or other vegetation on which females deposit their eggs. After hatching into tadpoles, known scientifically as larvae, spring peepers' metamorphosis to adult takes about 3 months, after which the adults move into woodlands. As tadpoles, spring peepers feed on material suspended in the water. The adults feed on a variety of insects, spiders, and other invertebrates. Predators on spring peeper tadpoles include giant water bugs, predaceous diving beetles, and dragonflies, while the adults may fall prey to salamanders, spiders, snakes, owls, and other birds. You're not likely to see these one-inch-long frogs, but their loud mating calls are prevalent across the Commonwealth in spring and early summer, reminding us of the presence and importance of wetlands and small seasonal bodies of water. We close by letting spring peepers have the last call, a springtime chorus that I hope resounds at some water near you. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.